This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We've got lots of time to take your phone calls, answering your questions about medicine, health, supplements, whatever related to intelligent medicine. That's our theme. Each week we cover all the important health stories that have a big impact on you and your loved ones. And we want to help you with your questions. You can call us at 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got plenty of time this hour and next to field your phone calls. And a lot of interesting stories crossed my desk this week. This week, of course, preparatory to Thanksgiving. And a big shout out to all of you out there who are busily preparing Thanksgiving. The gluten-free stuffing, natural, pasture-fed, organic turkey, or your tofurkey, whatever your preference is. Some of you are going to be spending some time in the kitchen, as I will this next week in preparation for Thanksgiving, and I hope that you have a very, very enjoyable holiday coming up. All right, big news, really big, momentous news this week on the health front. Because this seldom happens in medicine, where we take a certain percentage of the population and suddenly reclassify them as diseased. This has sometimes been referred to as disease mongering or diagnosis creep. And it happened just last week when overnight, half of American adults were reclassified as hypertensive. Yeah. What's up with that? Well, last month, in a move that caught many doctors and patients by surprise, the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology moved the goalposts on high blood pressure. Before they changed it, a systolic blood pressure of 120 to 129 was considered pre-hypertension. Now, all of a sudden, it's outright high blood pressure. They lowered the cutoff for normal blood pressure from 140 over 90, and that, you know, that's long been the standard, to 130 over 80. So what that means is that whereas just 32% of Americans were previously said to be hypertensive, now nearly half, 46%, are. All of a sudden, 31 million more people are considered hypertensive. And that move is actually very controversial. And in the next few weeks, I'm going to be talking about it in our newsletter, and I'll be doing an entire podcast on the subject of hypertension and natural therapies for hypertension, because this new move towards categorizing nearly half of Americans with hypertension is very, very bad. Potentially, because it's going to unleash the floodgates in terms of over-medication of people with borderline blood pressure. And I'm not just a voice in the wilderness on this subject. There's a big editorial it was an op-ed in the New York Times by one of my favorite medical writers, Dr. H. Gilbert Welch. And the headline was, under new guidelines, millions more Americans will need to lower blood pressure. And he takes aim at these recommendations. saying that the net result is that we're going to over-medicate lots of Americans. And this is all based on a study called the Sprint Study that's kind of sketchy because the study showed, indeed, that there were benefits to taking people with high blood pressure, borderline blood pressure, just, you know, 120 to 129 systolic, and aggressively treating them with blood pressure medication. But the benefits were very, very marginal. And what the problem was with this particular study is that they very, very carefully selected the people who were targets for this blood pressure intervention. They were people who were at high risk for cardiovascular disease. That represents only 15% of the population of the U.S. who are having high blood pressure, or borderline blood pressure in this case. And so what could go wrong if you, yeah, you're very proactive and you treat someone with high blood pressure with medication? Well, many, especially older individuals, are very sensitive to high blood pressure medication. They feel lightheaded, woozy. They may fall. They may hit their heads. They may have a brain bleed. They may get broken hips. And it's long been recognized that especially with older individuals, aggressive treatment of high blood pressure is not great. In fact, the Cochrane Collaborative, a big outfit that reviews studies worldwide, it's an international group, and it's not connected to drug companies, took a look at the strategy of treating people with borderline blood pressure, and what they found was that there was absolutely no benefit in terms of reduction of stroke or heart attack or death. And if you look at even the Sprint study, which provides justification for giving people all these blood pressure medications, to reduce one death from cardiovascular disease, you'd have to treat 166 patients unnecessarily. That's something called an NNT, a number needed to treat. Well, it's 167 for reducing cardiovascular death, even by virtue of the study that claims to support aggressively treating high blood pressure. And, oh, by the way, what gets missed in this argument is they're not saying that people with blood pressure 120 to 129, who used to be called prehypertensives, who are now hypertensive, they're saying not that they should be getting drugs, but that they should be treated with lifestyle, with diet modification, with exercise, with stress reduction. But what'll get missed by most harried doctors who simply are in the habit of following guidelines is that we need to give drugs to these people. Even the new guidelines state that that's not the case. The Sprint study that supposedly provides justification for this aggressive treatment, well, I read the entire study, and it's pages and pages and pages of detailed graphs, charts, discussion. Only one time in that entire study did the word lifestyle appear. It was all about drug treatment. And then I noted that the folks in the study benefited from the blood pressure treatment. Their BMI, their body mass index, was 30. They were all obese on average by very, very lenient criteria. The BMI often underestimates obesity. It can overestimate obesity, too, in healthy individuals. But the whole thrust is toward drug treatment when natural treatment should really be the goal with people with borderline blood pressure. Sure, if you've tried everything and if you are maxing out on natural therapies, your blood pressure is still high, yeah, you may need medication. But to start first with medication, and now 31 million more Americans are eligible for medication, what a bonanza for the pharmaceutical companies, and what a potential downside for the millions of Americans who will unnecessarily experience side effects with little prospect of benefiting, even by the very optimistic statistics cited in the SPRINT study. So we got a big problem here. This really illustrates what's going wrong with medicine in this country. We're fixated on drug solutions when natural solutions make much more sense. And unfortunately, expect a more aggressive push from your doctor. Well, hopefully your doctor's more enlightened than this, but very likely your doctor will lockstep in compliance with these new guidelines and prescribe medication even more readily for your borderline blood pressure. This is going to be a big problem in years ahead. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for a nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number, should you care to call in with your question about medicine, nutrition, any aspect of health, 877-726-8255. I'm your answer man, and I'm about to answer a question from Jill in Middletown, New York. Hi, Jill.
Hi, doctor. I have a question about lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N. I've been hearing a lot from a certain doctor that they're very harmful. They're found in practically all vegetables and beans and most of the foods we eat, grains and everything. And he said they can cause all kinds of problems, such as leaky gut, and it weakens the blood vessels and leads to heart attack. And I'm just wondering what you think of it.
Yeah, I'm just curious what the source is. I'll answer your question, but who's putting it out?
Well, it's a Dr. Gundry.
Dr. Gundry, I'm not familiar with Dr. Gundry. Okay.
Well, apparently he was on your website as one of the 50 best integrative doctors.
Yeah, that's not my website. That just, I was included among the 50 best doctors, and he happened to be included among the 50 best doctors. Yes. And so it's an illustrious group. So he must have some mojo to get on that list, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right. So, look, this is also a matter of great controversy. Well, first of all, let's talk about what are lectins. It's spelled L-E-C-T-I-N-S. And lectins are a type of protein that can bind to cell membranes. They actually bind to sugar groups. And they influence cell-to-cell communication. And they're plentiful in especially raw legumes and grains. Cooking takes some of that out, but not completely. Sprouting takes it out. And so does fermentation. So you can actually minimize the amount of lectins by doing that. Although they're also found even in dairy products. So they are, from an evolutionary standpoint, they're a defense against microorganisms, pests, insects, and they may have evolved as a way for seeds to protect themselves from digestion as they pass through animals' digestive systems, and then they get basically pooped out on the landscape, and then they can grow on the other side of the mountain because, you know, seeds can't get up and walk. They're resistant to human digestion, and they may therefore enter the bloodstream undigested and unchanged, and therein lies the problem, because they may signal to the immune system that there's a foreign invader. And they may cause problems. They actually may have some benefits. That, you know, for everything in nature that causes problems, there may be some benefits. But they can damage the intestinal wall, as you said. They can cause leaky gut syndrome. They can create problems in people who already have inflamed intestines, such as an ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. That's why I don't recommend a lot of lectins in, on our diets for patients with inflammatory bowel disease. And they may be responsible for remote symptoms, you know, skin problems, joint problems, perhaps even brain problems. Lectins are also part of the story when we're talking about the ABO blood types. Dr. Peter Dedalma makes a lot about blood types and lectins and how various lectins interact differently with different blood types, some of which, you know, is maybe a bridge too far. So how do we reduce lectins? Well, we can go on a paleo diet where there's no domesticated foods, no grains, no beans, but we can also sprout, we can ferment, we can soak the beans before we cook them. That will somewhat reduce the lectin content, you know, soaking and changing the water. So those are some of the ways that we can minimize their exposure to lectins. But, you know, for patients who have autoimmunity, when we put them on a paleo diet, one of the reasons why they may improve is because we're minimizing their exposure to lectins. So, you know, I'm not criticizing Dr. Gundry. I think he may have something on the ball in calling out lectins as a potential contributor to disease. Does that help you?
Yes, except they're found in so many common vegetables like cucumbers and celery and yams.
Yeah, I don't think I would go over the top about avoidance of those foods unless you have some very serious health problems. I usually don't minimize my patients' consumption of those foods, although I do put some patients with autoimmune diseases on a paleo diet. That can reduce their burden of exposure to these lectins. But, you know, perhaps you can't completely eliminate them, but, you know, ordinarily, it's not that big a concern. Most healthy people can tolerate some exposure to lectins.
Oh.
All right,
okay.
thanks very much for your call.
Doctor.
Good question,
thank you.
Jill. Thank you for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we return, we're going to take a look at olive oil and experience a radio tasting. Stay tuned. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Greens new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us at 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And this week, we took a special look at olive oil. We actually did a tasting. It's kind of unprecedented. One of my first podcasts where I did a tasting, and I was with T.J. Robinson, also known as the Olive Oil Hunter, who shared with me, walked me through like a sommelier, you know, like in a wine tasting. He walked me through an olive oil tasting, and I'm going to give you a little snippet of what transpired. So here goes.
So one of the things you'll notice about this oil, it was harvested very green. It's a ripe olive will produce more buttery oil, where ours are early harvest and green, and it will produce a more robust oil. So when you taste this, you're going to start to notice that. So, and when I taste an oil, like I said, it kind of tells me a story. It tells me about the production issues. It tells me about weather. It tells me about how it was stored. I can learn a lot about the timeline. So there's a lot of information in the final product. So the proof is always in the pudding with olive oil. And I find that to be a very interesting and fun dynamic in the business. But we'll swirl it around, and then we'll take a taste. And then we'll swirl, smell, and then we'll take a quick taste, and then we'll talk a little bit about what you might taste in the oil.
Okay, I'm tasting, and I'm getting a little that kind of little bit that burn a little bit in my throat, which is something that a lot of Americans I think are unaccustomed to in olive oil because it's piquant. And
that's right.
I'm getting a very nutty, like a sort of a walnut sensation from this, you know.
Fantastic.
As part of the, you know, dimensions of, I mean, with a grassy taste, yeah, okay, but that's more with the aroma. I'm getting sort of the walnut notes of this, like a nut-like flavor.
Fantastic.
But
fantastic.
Again, there's a little bit of a bite to
you're
this.
You're good at this. You're really good at this.
No.
You're really good at this.
I have a very ignorant palate.
Absolutely.
So by the way, you categorize, yeah, you know, yeah, when I get my oils from you, you categorize them by, you know, a strong, medium, and, you know,
bold,
right?
Bold,
medium, and light. Are those the terms
you
use?
That's right.
And so would you consider, this is kind of medium to bold, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Okay. And these olives were hanging on a tree in Calabria less than 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So these were harvested. I brought these back in my suitcase and FedEx this up to you.
Wow.
My club members will get this oil in the early to latter part of December. Everything's making its way. I fly the oil here by jet. So it's immediately bottled and shipped direct to their homes. So there's no middleman. And I'm a crazy fanatic and control freak. And I manage every step of the process from the tree to the pressing to getting it to my end client.
Okay, that was my interview with T.J. Robinson, the Olive Oil Hunter. And if you want to listen to the full interview, it's available as a podcast. You can go to drhoffman.com, or it'll be part of your downloads when you subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or the usual podcast delivery services. So we hope you take advantage of all these free podcasts. And that was a great one. And I'm a big fan, of course, of olive oil, not just because it tastes great, but because of all the health benefits. Olive oil is the mainstay of the Mediterranean diet. And actually some studies have been done where they've done the Mediterranean diet with or without olive oil to ascertain whether olive oil is the main driver of the benefits of Mediterranean diet. And it turns out it is a major constituent of Mediterranean diet benefits. Yeah, there are nuts and there's fiber, fruits and vegetables and fish, but olive oil with its rich polyphenols are really helpful for diabetes, for blood pressure, for brain, for heart, on and on it goes. And so I want to offer you an opportunity to sample, as I did, TJ's fresh pressed olive oil, because, well, I want to get the word out. And it's delicious. It's healthy. I've been enjoying these fresh pressed olive oils for years. I've been a subscriber to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And TJ, who's been a guest on my show, has a special offer for my audience. You can now try a bottle of his finest harvest fresh olive oil, which is normally $39 a bottle, for just $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. And I think after you've tried it, you'll want to join the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. So check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. We set up a website for you. It's easy to remember. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Go to MyFavoriteOliveOil.com and check out the offer for a bottle of his finest harvest fresh olive oil, normally $39 a bottle, for just $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. But I think you're going to enjoy it, and I can't think of a better housewarming gift this holiday season, or a gift to a loved one who enjoys cooking or you want to get them healthier, than to get a hold of some of this olive oil, because you've been getting bottles to sample every quarter. And usually, unless you got a big household, you're not going to use them all. You have an extra bottle or two that you can provide as a housewarming gift for the holidays. So check out MyFavoriteOliveOil.com and listen to the interview, because it's very informative. You know, we break it down about how to select olive oil, about the fact that there's a lot of olive oil deception and fraud out there, and how to make sure that you get high-quality olive oil, rich in the flavor, but also rich in the beneficial polyphenols that your body needs. Okay, Chuck Norris, known for his kickboxing, his martial arts acumen, is taking on a new adversary, the gadolinium industry. What's gadolinium? Well, gadolinium is the stuff that they inject into you for contrast when you take an MRI. Now, why would they put something with an as exotic a name as gadolinium into you when you're getting an MRI? Well, MRIs are magnetic studies. And of course, if they shot some iron into you, that would be fatal. You know, you can't use iron, you know, like to light up your arteries and your internal organs. So they came across this rare earth, which was only discovered in 1880, it turns out. It's a very rare earth, gadolinium, which also has magnetic properties and will light up in an MRI. So that's pretty cool. So they've been injecting this for as long as I can remember, as long as there have been MRIs. What they've noticed lately is that some people get really sick. And that's the case with Chuck Norris's wife, Gina O'Kelly. And therefore, Chuck Norris and his wife have filed a $10 million lawsuit against 11 pharmaceutical manufacturers and distributors. They hold these companies responsible for effects they're attributing to gadolinium contrast dye used during Gina's MRI scans. And, you know, it's known that if you have poor kidney function, that gadolinium is dangerous. But this is a case where Gina O'Kelly had normal kidney function, and she had problems. And I've seen cases where people who are ostensibly normal get sick from gadolinium. Gadolinium has so far been classified as safe for medical use, but the lawsuit claims that accumulated residual gadolinium has left O'Kelly weak and tired with debilitating pain. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said in May that it had found no harmful effects associated with brain retention of gadolinium-based contrast agents for MRI. Usually if you get an MRI of the brain, that's particularly when they want to do gadolinium contrast. But in September, in May, they said it was no problem. But in September, they changed their tune, the FDA did. They voted 13-1 in September for recommending adding a warning to labels about gadolinium retention used during MRIs. The new labels would warn that gadolinium may be retained in various organs, including the brain, after use of these agents. And yeah, there's a greater risk in patients with kidney disease, but also in children and pregnant women. Boy, I would certainly not want to get contrast if I were pregnant. Bad idea. They're going to put it under the microscope, and you're going to, you know, what drives investigations of toxicity are lawsuits. Unfortunately, that's the way it is once you have a lawsuit that puts pressure on the pharmaceutical industry, and then there's discovery, you know, where they look up their hidden files, and what they're looking for is the holy grail of litigation, which is evidence that these manufacturers might have had that they withheld about the potential toxicity of gadolinium. So these days, you know, unless it's absolutely necessary, I'm advising patients who are getting MRIs. MRIs are useful to see if possible they can avoid exposure to gadolinium. Sometimes it's really necessary, and in a relatively healthy patient, these are rare events. But especially getting repeat MRIs again and again and again, the amount of gadolinium that accumulates in your body could pose a hazard to your overall health. All right. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got a caller. We got Marilyn from Manhattan, New York, my hometown. How you doing?
Hi, Hi. Very well, thank you. I listen to you every Saturday, and I've been listening to you for so many years, I don't even want to think about it. It's something like 25 years.
Me neither.
Please don't remind me. Anyway, recently my doctor said that, you know, I have a cataract growing. By the way, I'm 79 years old.
Yeah, that's sort of par for the course. Yeah, you know, it's normal.
And, you know, I was wondering, is there anything that I could do for it? Somebody said something about carnosine.
Carnosine, yeah. Carnosine eye drops. Yeah, you know, carnosine eye drops. Yeah, they're eye drops. Carnosine eye drops have been explored in some research, mostly out of Russia, that shows that you put these drops in your eyes and they dissolve the cataracts. They make it so you have clear vision. However, when you look at the research, it's all done by the same guy, basically, the same Russian guy, who, by the way, happens to be connected to marketing carnosine eye drops. So there's an implicit conflict of interest there. And yeah, it's kind of on a wing and a prayer. A lot of people buy carnosine eye drops. And yes, carnosine can be an antioxidant. It tends to reduce what are called AGEs, which are advanced glycation end products, as a preventive. But the question is, you know, when you get cataracts, the analogy is a little bit like if you, you know, when you fry an egg, you know, you put it in the pan and the white is clear. And then with the influence of heat, and basically it's sort of like a speed up of what happens to the human eye over, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 decades, free radicals get in there and cause cross-linking, and then it becomes opaque. So it's very, very difficult to uncook an egg. And similarly, it would be very difficult to reverse cataracts. There's some studies that suggest that antioxidants may prevent cataracts. Certainly, certain practices like wearing sunglasses, not smoking, eating an anti-inflammatory diet rich in fresh fruits and vegetables, particularly rich in lutein and zeaxanthin. These help the retina, but the question is, can they reverse cataracts or even slow the progression of cataracts? That's not really been proven. Some studies done on vitamins E and C have been kind of inconclusive about that. So I'm not that optimistic about supplements reversing cataracts. The nice thing about cataracts is that they're so amenable to treatment, and the people who get their cataracts done report wonderful vision. So this is one of these real high-tech breakthroughs in ophthalmology that, you know, many Americans will be at some point in their lives taking advantage of, because we outlive our lenses. We outlive the lenses of our eyes. They opacify and become blurry before the rest of our health deteriorates. I did come across something kind of interesting. It was a couple years back, and I haven't heard much about it, but they are experimenting with a kind of an eye drop that may help to reverse cataracts, but it's not a vitamin or a nutrient, not something currently available over the counter, even by prescription. Researchers reported in November 2015 in Science, a major medical journal, that they've identified compounds that can potentially be a practical eye drop medication for cataracts. Okay? The principle is that they dissolve amyloid, which is kind of interesting because amyloid is what occurs in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease. And, man, if they could nail that, they might come up with a drug that can break down the amyloid in the brain and thus potentially reverse Alzheimer's. They've done it with mice. They've done it with dogs. And, you know, you'd think that if this were really efficacious, that this would be rushed to market, because this would really be a boon for tens of millions of Americans who are, you know, lining up for cataract surgery. And this might stave off that necessity, if indeed it comes to fruition. I don't even have a name for this eye drop, because it's got like a secret name, Compound 29. They say, in addition to Compound 29's potential for cataract treatment, the insights gained through the research could have broader implications for such conditions as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or Huntington's diseases. These technologies could be used in nervous system diseases. And, you know,
they're risks. So sometimes these things come to pass, and sometimes they're blind alleys, and the therapies never make it through the approval process. So the trick with cataracts is to the extent you can correct your vision with glasses and your vision's not impaired, you can drive and you can perform tasks, keep going, and there'll be a point where no correction will suffice, and then you'll have to show up at the ophthalmologist and get the surgery. I mean, that's the present state of affairs, unfortunately. Okay?
Okay, thank you. You don't think the carnosine tablets would do anything?
No, I don't think they would do anything. Yeah. Really, direct application of the eyes makes more sense. But, the trials are all by the same guy who sells this stuff. And if they haven't been replicated anywhere else, and, I haven't even heard anecdotally that the drops really reverse cataracts. All right, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's been a great hour. Lots of great questions. More stuff coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about the one exercise that can really slow the aging process. That and other stories coming up. Our number, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. Call us with your questions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.